Khan, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, Sheriff Mack's website, sheriffmack.com. The call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sheriff Mack's books are available on his website, sheriffmack.com. He's got a little handout or a little book, a little pamphlet called The Victory for State Sovereignty, a little booklet. Purchase that one. Get the one that he has written, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. You need to understand the role of the sheriff, and then you need to get your sheriff to understand what his or her role is and how significant it is. I want you to talk about that, Sheriff Mack, but let's grab this caller. We have Barry in California. Barry, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mackie, and good morning, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah. Good morning.
My question is, are you familiar with the court site, Arizona, with the city council converging with the corrupted sheriff there?
Yes, very much so. Oathkeepers is very involved in that, and I'm on the board of directors of Oathkeepers, and yes, that's something that we've been monitoring very closely. In fact, they're getting very involved with.
Did you go to the rally they had on the 27th of last month?
I wasn't able to go, but Oathkeepers was represented there, yes.
And so are they trying to clean that up, or what's going on with that?
Certainly trying to, but, you know, stopping local corruption has always been, especially in a small town, has been a monumental task, but it is something we're very much on top of. You know, I guess the best way to stop that corruption is getting some local people out of office there and getting some good, honest people put back in. So
right. Like the mayor, he seems to be an honest Joe, doesn't he?
Yeah, the mayor seems to be really good, and the one citizen, Jennifer Jones?
Is that the lady who they hauled off?
Yeah, she was the one that was hauled off. And And then there's
a reporter. She was a reporter that was trying to ask a question.
Yeah, okay. And then there's some honest police officers there that really seem to be on board with the principles of freedom and our Constitution. So the chief of police has certainly shown his true colors and has looked very corrupt. And I would really like to see the sheriff of that area, La Paz County. It's one of the smallest counties in Arizona, but still a very important position, that he do an independent investigation, that he come in and take care of this instead of trying to get the state or the federal government to come in and try to handle it. I'd really like to see the sheriff take the bull by the horn and exercise some leadership with this. So hopefully that'll still happen.
Real quick, did you move to Texas?
Yes, I live in Fredericksburg, Texas now.
How far is that from Dallas?
A better coordinate would be San Antonio. It's an hour north of San Antonio.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering my question. You have a great day.
Thanks for calling, Barry. Listen, Sheriff Mick, we've got another caller, but why don't we, shall we take, what do you want to do? You want to take the caller and then talk about the role of the sheriff? You pick, Sheriff. You decide.
The callers always come first.
All right. Let's go to Rodney in Illinois. Rodney, hi. How you doing?
I'm good, Maggie, and Sheriff Mack. I'm curious about something. On two occasions, in court, a couple different reasons, so, I asked the bailiff what his job description was, and on both occasions, the bailiff looked rather dumbfounded and simply told me to do whatever the judge tells it. Do you know anything about the job duties of a bailiff?
Well, yes. First of all, it can vary. Sometimes the bailiff it works for the sheriff.
Hang on that note, Sheriff Mack, we got to go to break. Listen, everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We will be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there, everybody. Hang in there, Rodney. I'll hold you over till we come back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I always have links to my guests' websites. My guest this morning is Sheriff Mack. His website is sheriffmack.com. You can purchase his books on his website. I suggest that you do that. I suggest you buy another one and hand it out to your sheriff, and I suggest you actually get several of them and start handing them out so that people understand exactly what is happening here, what the rules of the game are, what the victory for state sovereignty, how that can be achieved. Please do that. Listen, everybody, I also want to say a special hello to all of the listeners from on KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas area. Hey, listen, everybody, the way that you keep the truth being redistributed is by advertising your business or your service on this network. If you want to make it happen, if you want free speech to continue, you want to hear the truth because we are redistributors of the truth, the way that you're going to make that happen is to send your money into the network. Listen, advertise, support the network. Have your business up on the network. That's the only way it's going to happen. There's no free lunch in life. Freedom isn't free, and you need to make it happen. The only way we're going to be able to take this country back is by having people be aware of what it is they need to do, and the way that's going to happen is if you advertise and help support this network and our mission, if you will, of helping people stay free and becoming free and taking our country back. We're talking this morning, or I should say I am, with Sheriff Mack, and Sheriff Mack, we have Rodney in Illinois. Rodney, you were asking the sheriff about the bailiff's job description.
Well, that was just a side note. Let me get quickly to something a little bit more germane and important to me anyhow. The last occasion in court was to participate in jury selection. I wasn't selected, but during the process, not only the two attorneys, but the judge asks people questions. And because of the way I filled out my questionnaire, the judge asked me if I was a sovereign. And the reason I bring that up is, obviously, the judge, even though this is a very small rural county, had gotten the memo, he had gotten the report that people who could be identified as sovereigns were people of interest, let's put it that way. Our sheriffs also on the receiving end of these kinds of reports where they are prejudiced against, what we might consider freedom-loving people in other respects, or even, returning veterans or people who support Ron Paul. Are sheriffs subjected to that kind of propaganda, I would call it?
Yes, I'm afraid they are. The SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, sends their intel report to just about every law enforcement agency in the country. They provide training to state law enforcement agencies and other governmental agencies. And I don't know if you know, but I will tell you that the SPLC is probably one of the worst things to ever happen to law enforcement training in this country. They are an organization that is out to make money, and in order to make money, they have to aggrandize and lie and promote propaganda that gets people to donate. And
yeah,
so they have to scare people.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any feedback from people who have delivered your book to the sheriff that the sheriff, you know, probably made a mental note of these people as perhaps someone they ought to keep their eye on?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I will tell you that we've had some wonderful responses from sheriffs. We've had some horrible ones as well. And I knew that would happen. I knew that would be the case. But we are now in the process of identifying those sheriffs in this country that are willing to become constitutional sheriffs, and we're going to rate and rank every sheriff in the United States on our new website that will be at www.cspoa.org, which is Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officer Association. So we're not sitting back. We're moving forward with every bit of this. We're now in the process of arranging a national convention for sheriffs where we're going to train them on these very issues regarding the Constitution. Man, that plane's close. Man, I guess I'm close to Hill Air Force Base here visiting my family in Utah. And so I guess you could hear that plane in the background. But the main point of all of this is whether or not the bailiff or the sheriff or any other officer of the court or of the county will do one thing that they've already promised in God's name to do. And that is whether or not when they raise their right arm and swear an oath to the Constitution that, one, they intend to keep that oath, and two, that they will study what that oath actually means, why they take the oath, and to whom do they owe its fulfillment. And if we get local officials, especially sheriffs, to keep their oath of office, then we are going to get freedom back tomorrow. And that's how immediate this is, and that's how vital this all is, and that's why it's so important that people go to my website, get these tools in your hand, hand them out to your local officials, and I would also say about being vetted for jury duty that when you are voir dired, and I would say don't answer everything to 100% your own personal views, because people like you need to be on juries, and I would not make any kind of reference that would bring them to raise their eyebrows and look harder at you to keep you off a jury. When I'm on a jury, let's put it this way. If I was ever charged, I want people like you on the jury. So So don't say everything that you would normally say about the Constitution or freedom or sovereignty and all those things. Just simply say you will be honest, you'll be fair, you'll be impartial, what they want to hear. You can also talk about your background as it relates to employment and anything like that. But giving away too much information to keep you off a jury is not what I want you to do.
All right, Connie.
I failed on that count. But anyhow, thanks, Maggie.
Very good show.
Very good guest. And bye for now.
Thank you. Thanks, Rodney. Thanks for listening. Listen, Sheriff Mack, could you, because we've got a couple more callers, but I would like you, if you could, just to give a quick overview so we could go to these callers of the role of the sheriff as the only elected law enforcement officer in the nation, so that people out there who are not aware of that, the significance of that, they could be, and then we'll grab these couple of callers.
Okay. Well, first of all, the sheriff is the only elected law enforcement officer in the country and in his county. That bestows a great deal of responsibility right there and a great deal of authority. He is the only elected official, so he reports directly to the power source in America, and that is to the people. He is not a bureaucrat. He doesn't report to a bureaucrat. He reports directly to the people. That is the only boss your sheriff has. And in so doing, he has sworn an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. So, the sheriff is a constitutional officer. He reports directly to the people, and his responsibility is to protect the constitutional rights, the God-given rights, the innate rights that we have as citizens. And he has to protect those rights against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Yes, he has to investigate crime, and yes, he has to do his best to quash crime and to prevent crime and provide for traffic safety and for the keep the peace in the county. But he is also required to make sure that government is not stealing from the people, that the government is not victimizing the people. And for any sheriff to pretend that he has no authority to stop such abuse is an absolute outrage.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you know what? I'm glad to hear, Sheriff Mack, because I've had Fred Kelly Grant on, who's an attorney. You may know of him. He's with Trademark American, had been with Stewards of the Range, I think it's called. I can't remember off the top of my head. But he was talking about there are some sheriffs up in, Idaho, Washington, who have actually stood up to, I believe, Bureau of Land Management, Forestry Service, and they're telling them they're not going to be shutting off and closing off roads, because that's what, of course, they're trying to do, drive people off the land. And there are some sheriffs up there in the Northwest who are standing up. So that's a real good sign, Sheriff Mack, I think, anyway.
Yeah, I actually have been working with those sheriffs. It's actually Oregon.
Oh, it's Oregon? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And,
well, let's...
Sheriff Gilbertson and Sheriff Len Palmer from Grant County, those are the ones doing it the most.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so thrilled. It's so good. It makes people feel hopeful when they hear things like that, Sheriff Mack, because most of the time all you hear is, you know, negative stuff, and it just kind of, it's like weights on top of you. So it's always good when you hear something positive. It's like we're winning one. One for our side. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I'm probably going to have to leave at the bottom of the hour, so we better get to those callers.
Okay. We've got Chris in Nevada. Chris, what's going on? Real quickly, please. We're going to go to break.
Good morning and blessings on Sheriff Mack, Balboa, and Arpaio. And I bless their efforts and the peace officers and public servants of the nation like them. You had spoken about the judge role in Arizona, and I had a very moving experience. I was sitting there reading a very expositive case on a criminal case against him, indicting him on supremelaw.org by Paul Andrew
Chris,
Mitchell.
Hang on. We've got to go to break. Hold on, Chris and Steve in Missouri. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Broden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Chris in Nevada, if you would, I want you to make your point real quick or you ask your question quickly because I know the sheriff can't stay on with us much longer, and I've got another caller who wants to ask a question as well. So go ahead, Chris.
Sure thing. Anyway, the day of the Tucson shooting, I was sitting there listening to it on TV with Gerald Loeffner and Gabriella Gifford and, of course, the Judge Roll, and I heard them announce the name as I was reading his name in Paul Andrew Mitchell's SupremeLaw.org document. It was like a chill ran over my body because I recognized the name. And I have had the pleasure of making Sheriff Mack's appearance at the organizational meeting of Oath Keepers in Las Vegas several years ago. And I just hope that more sheriffs will measure up to the high standard that Sheriff Mack has set for them. I certainly believe and would be interested in knowing what Sheriff Mack observes, that the presidency and the administration has been seized by a criminal organization known as the Chicago Mob, and it is empowering the perversion of purportedly good law enforcement officers around the nation and propelling many regulators and agents and sheriffs to criminalities and embodying the criminal perspective by government running over the rights of people and perpetrating malicious acts at actually murdering people, and would wonder what Sheriff Mack has to say about that. And I thanks for his giving my time and you giving my time this morning on your great show, Maggie. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it, Sheriff.
Well, I think he's right. I think the the corruption goes much further and deeper than any of us listening to this show can realize. I think that Washington, D.C. politics is an example of every bit of that the caller just spoke of. They're all bought and paid for. They're serving corporate interest. They're not serving the interest of freedom or the people of this country. And so that's another reason why I have come up with the program of getting back our freedom county by county and state by state. There is no hope in Washington, D.C. It doesn't matter who your president's going to be. And I really am trying to get people to not pay so much attention to national politics because it's so corrupt and so bought and paid for. And I don't believe that Ron Paul can fix the program. I think the problem in Washington, D.C. is much too in-depth. It's much too ingrained. It's much too it's absolutely impossible for a good man to fix all the crap in Washington, D.C. I love Ron Paul, man, but I just don't think it's going to happen there. And if God doesn't strike Washington, D.C. down, then he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology.
Yeah, there you go. Let's grab Steve in Missouri very quickly. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Oh, hey. Greetings to both of you.
Hello.
Maggie, we spoke 2 weeks ago. I called in about the being visited by the Census Bureau.
Okay,
and,
I call.
Thought this was a perfect time to call in. Sheriff Mack, this is St. Luke's Hospital, class of 51. We met a few weeks ago in Mountain Grove.
Yes, I remember.
How are you?
Doing really well.
Perfect time. Perfect timing here. Well, I came back to my little town here, the county seat of Washington County in Missouri, and gave the whole packet of Ozark Property Rights Congress that they handed out at the meeting, along with your book, to my county commissioner the Monday after I met you, and asked him to pass the book on to the sheriff after he read it. And 48 hours later, I had a Census Bureau worker standing on my back porch GPS, looking in my back door, and GPSing my premises. And I ran him out of here. Followed him into town to get his license number and went to the sheriff's department to report a prowler, and they looked into it. Well, I had written the license number down wrong and they couldn't track him. But I did catch up with the man again, and I caught up with him about a mile from my house, pulling out of a privately posted private driveway, and took his picture and asked him what he was doing. And at that point, he did identify himself and gave me his business card and told me to call his boss in Kansas City. And it's a long, drawn-out story, and we don't have time for that now. I spent all afternoon on it. Nobody would take a report. Nobody would take charges for trespassing. I tried to do it amicably, and finally, when I caught him back in my private subdivision again after kicking him out, I called for a deputy. Nobody ever came. There was no follow-up telephone calls, and the deputy woman at the office, sheriff's office, told me that, well, private property, that posting, that was just for people like salesmen and stuff, and that didn't really apply to the federal government, and it would be just like if the UPS came to my house and they were lost and they wanted to know my address. That's where I'm at. So was it coincidental that they were here zapping my front porch with a GPS machine 48 hours after I gave them the book, or are they out mapping for the Agenda 21 floodplain maps?
You could probably determine that very easily. Just check with anybody else to see if they were in the area. If you were the only one hit at that time, then it was no coincidence. But, you know, if they were in the neighborhood, if they were already doing this throughout the neighborhoods in your area, then it probably was a coincidence. Otherwise, it sounded like you got called on.
Hey, Steve, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, Steve. Listen, the cue music is we got to go to break. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I have been joined this morning by Sheriff Mack. Sheriff Mack, I want to thank you so much for coming on with me. I know you got to go, but I appreciate your time so much, and everybody appreciates what you do, Sheriff Mack. We can't applaud you enough. You're a stand-up guy.
Well, thanks a lot, Maggie, and I really appreciate the callers that called in and for the good people that are on your show and for you having me on the show. And now I'm going to get back to granddad time, and I've got to take the grandkids to some places now, and they've been patiently waiting for me to get off your show.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I kept you so long, but I appreciate your time, Sheriff.
No, I will always be on your show, you know that, and I do so appreciate this opportunity to get the word out, because like we have said, the mainstream press isn't going to do this, and we've got to get the truth out. And this really now is up to the callers and listeners of your show to make sure this all happens. It's a grassroots effort. I can't do this by myself, and we can't restore freedom by ourselves. And so if everyone, please go to the website, sheriffmack.com, make a donation, do what you can to participate. Remember, we do as the Founding Fathers did. We pledge our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor to this holy cause.
Yes, we have. Thanks so much, Sheriff Mack. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
See you soon, Maggie. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, everybody, that's been Sheriff Mack that we've been talking to, and his website, sheriffmack.com. Please go there. Buy his books. Throw a few dollars his way so that he can continue to wake up other sheriffs and stand up and support our goal for freedom and liberty here in this country. Listen, everybody knows that, you know, time is drawing nigh. That is so evident by everything that's happening. It's just, you can feel it. You can sense it. You can almost smell it, almost literally smell this stuff that's heading our way. It is something evil. This way comes. It's already here. And the only way that we are going to be successful in fighting this is if we wake up enough people. I say this all the time. We are gathering soldiers for our side because it truly is us against them. It is us, the freedom lovers of this nation, the freedom patriots, the patriots of this nation. It is us against those who seek to enslave us. And that's just not going to work for me. I'm telling you, and I say that over and over again. It's not going to work for Sheriff Mack either. It's not going to work for all the people who called into the show today. It's not going to work for the people who are listening to this network. It just isn't going to happen. Because, listen, I wasn't raised to be a slave. So I'm not going down without a fight. Neither is Sheriff Mack. And the way we're going to be successful, because there truly are more of us than them, that's the dirty little secret they don't want you to know. I hate to call it a dirty little secret. I guess I probably could have thought of a better way to put it than that. But that truly is the secret they don't want you to know, is the fact that there's only a handful of them. There are millions of us. There are not millions of them. There are not millions of the Southern Poverty Law Center that Sheriff Mack referred to, those dirtballs down there who are hustling people, hustling race, hustling everything they can just to make a buck. They are hustlers with a capital H. I am telling you, if they were handing out gold medals for hustling, those schmucks would be on, they'd be on the hit parade. They would be receiving gold medals every year because that's what they do best. They hustle people. And don't let dirtball hustlers like that bring you down. Don't let them. You need to stand up. Listen, the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to everybody who is listening out there via all the networks that carry this programming, all the stations around the country. Special hello to everybody listening on KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas. Hey, Dallas. Anyway, listen. Listen, kids. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 if you would like to call in this morning and give me your solicited opinion. Please feel free to do so. We can talk about anything you want. I don't really care. Doesn't matter to me. It's all about freedom, right? Free exchange of ideas, free speech, free thought. Listen, this isn't Big Brother. You can be a free thinker. You can think whatever you want. So now yesterday, I'm sitting here looking at the internet, looking at some articles while I'm talking to you. I'm kind of double thinking here, if you will. And I know I had mentioned yesterday that I didn't know what the unemployment numbers in that would be yet. And I said, well, they'll probably calculate them. I said, we could use the scientific method I could use. I could count how many times my dog barks in a 24-hour period and multiply it by 10,000. Well, today, now listen, jobs are zero. No jobs. Now, couldn't we have said that? I could have said my dog didn't bark at all yesterday, which, of course, would be a lie. But then this whole job stuff is all zero. In fact, this might be the most honest jobs number they've given us. I guess this is the first time since 1945, no job growth. Well, it's all a lie anyway. Who's hiring these people? They tell you that this is, one of the payroll services that's coming up with the numbers. People are adding all these jobs and that stuff. No, they're not. This is one big lie. It's one big lie. It's all a lie. We truly are living in the Matrix. That is the biggest mind blower out there, isn't it? You know, I have to tell you, I just recently saw the movie The Matrix because I really just don't go to the theater that often. I'm just one of those people, I'll watch it laying on the couch. I can be home and, you know, relax and stop it when I want to, that kind of thing. And so, I don't know, when did The Matrix come out? 5 years ago, maybe? I don't even know. But, of course, you know, I'm a procrastinator, so I don't get around to a lot of these things in a timely fashion. But, really, are we not living in the Matrix now? Aren't we? I mean, are we not living in the Matrix? I mean, it is a trip, but it is so true. We really are. What is it? You get a choice. Do you want the red pill or the blue pill? I mean, who can make this crap up that, you know, just the people calling with the different things that they're experiencing and the going on all around the country. People who are being fined $5,000 because their grass is, you know, an eighth of an inch too high. I mean, you can't make this crap up. Where are we living? Is this the USSR? No, it's the USSA. we are in the United States of the Union, or the United Soviet Socialist of America, I guess, aren't we? I mean, what the hell is going on? We are in the Matrix. I'm telling you. Sometimes, don't you think sometimes, like you're in a dream or something, wake me up, you know, this is a nightmare I'm in. And then you wake up and you drink your coffee and you realize, wow, this isn't a nightmare. This is real. And the biggest mind blower is so much of what you've been told your entire life is one big lie. It's like shocking, isn't it? When this revelation hits you, I am telling you, it is shocking. 800-313-9443 is the number. Hello to everybody out there who's listening all over the country on all the little stations that carry the programming. We're thrilled that you do. Listen, advertise on this network. Put your service on here. Put your business on here. Those of you listening on KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas, I'm telling you, tell those businesses down there to get on the stick and advertise. We are redistributors of the truth. The only way you're going to win in this war that we are in is if we get this message out there. So, on that note, let's go to Joe in Texas. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, morning.
Hi.
I just got the end of a caller who was describing an incident in which some unknown public official was GPSing his property.
Yes.
And one of the things that I and some friends make a practice of is writing out an affidavit of the event.
Okay.
And having it notarized. That way it records for all time, the highest form of truth is an affidavit. And
okay.
Should he need to use that in the future, it'll have to be rebutted before it can be invalidated. Then also write a letter to the sheriff. I've done this to a number of sheriffs whenever they act out of line, describing their misbehavior, and that makes a paper trail for future need or reference. The sheriff, he failed to do his duty by taking a legitimate report.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Oh, he did, and it needs to be documented either in affidavit form and or a letter to the sheriff that you can prove the sheriff got. Then make a public issue of it. The sheriff doesn't respond, ask for a response. If he doesn't respond, then one can broaden the readership of that letter, send it to the newspaper, county commissioners, et cetera, and demand action.
Right.
The sheriff's being incompetent, not doing his job, not doing his duty, which is first and foremost, to protect the people. So
exactly.
That's, I just want to advise people, it's a darn good idea to make an affidavit and have it notarized, very close to the time of the event. And anytime you're disabused of, your rights or privileges or immunities, document it. And,
yeah.
If you notarize it, you may want to, use that as evidence of malfeasance by, any or all government officials.
Yeah, yeah, I would make a paper. I would create the paper trail, and I would also make copies. And don't keep them all in your house.
Right.
Send them off to a friend you haven't talked to in 30 years to just keep it on hand. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean and why.
Yeah, you really do. I'm telling you, look at all the things that we know, the things that we know they've done, let alone all the things we have no idea yet that they have done. And they certainly are willing to do. So, hey, you got to be smart when you're dealing with these people. You really got to be strategic in your thinking and strategic in how you step through all this stuff.
Yes, you must rebut, in a manner of speaking, the presumption that there are our bosses or our rulers and something, or masters or something other than our public servants. They work for us. We don't work for them.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that the American people have just lost that comprehension. And of course, there's so many different things that go into play. I mean, our media, tells us that we've got the federal family horse crap going on now, please, this Orwellian doublespeak and crap that they come up with. But our school system, of course, has worked to achieve this end, this outcome where the American people don't realize these people work for us. We don't work for them.
Yes.
But, we've got all these forces in play here, Joe, that are working to serve not us, that's for sure.
They don't protect us, they protect government.
Yep, 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 that's for sure. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so my pleasure.
Where
thanks.
Are you in Texas? What part of Texas?
Where? I'm in the northwest of Houston.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
all right.
And by the way, I'm going to the Get Prepared Expo.
Oh, cool. Well,
and
you know what
I've sent my contribution to RBN.
Good.
You know, for all the in payment for all the good stuff I've gotten from them.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. I was supposed to speak at that expo, but I'm not going to be able to do it. Actually, I have a wedding I have to go to, and I really can't not show up since it's John's brother who's getting married at the last minute kind of thing. You know, they send out an invitation this week for a wedding to occur in another week, right? I'm telling you.
Okay.
That's an example of procrastination, too, isn't it? But thanks, Joe, for listening, and thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, have a nice weekend. Hey, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike, how are you?
You just saw The Matrix. That's interesting. And you know how in that movie they're, of course, in a parallel reality, and they kind of find you go through doorways that aren't and find rooms that aren't supposed to be there or things like that. That really, in reality, that is the secret floors of the matrix of the spy network that's going on. The guy by the name of Mark Klein, after he got his pension kind of squared away, he started blowing a whistle on the NSA having these secret rooms in the phone facilities. And I started talking about it locally, and the reason it was so important to me is even before September 11th, I had phone calls, audio for phones that were on the hook, both cell phones and cordless phones. The audio of these phones on the hook was being routed to my fax line, and I had a contractor come forward and tell me and show me pictures. I've got them up on my Facebook of the facilities that he'd helped install back in the late 90s. The way he says it, they're secret floors with no number on the elevator. You need either a key or some kind of a swipe card to get into these facilities that they're not evident that they exist from outside the building. They're usually underneath of a floor that is occupied by the phone company, a central office type facility. And then he installed the splitting equipment that splits this off to these computers that Mark Klein talked about, I've talked to another guy that just happened to be doing laundry in the local town's laundromat. He was a fiber optic contractor. And I said, well, just how many times can you split off a fiber optic signal? And he said, how many times do you want to?
Wow.
He says they haven't really theoretically have not found the limit of fiber optic. And then a few days later, I noticed that the local school system is installing a massive 50-strand fiber optic link going to the school. And the theory is, well, you know, they're only going to use two strands of this, and that'll cover all the bandwidth for all the smart boards and all the computers and all the phones and everything that gets routed through this one central node through the superintendent's office and back to all the schools. So everything can be filtered at the schools.
Yeah.
All of the, iPads and all the computers and everything will go through two fiber optic strands. And he says, well, yeah, they don't know how many channels are on two, and it's just as expensive to run 48 strands as it is to run two. And so you have redundancy built in, and most of the fiber optic that's even been strung, Al Gore and his super information highway, they're not even using most of it. It's dark, so they've got capacity for the foreseeable future out, just unlimited capacity to what they call vacuum up granular data about all of us. You never know.
Yeah.
And then Ma Bell, I think, is the culprit here. Ma Bell is facilitating every bit of the domestic surveillance that's going on. And I think some elements of the government know this, but they put forward this perception that, they have to get a warrant, and, they have to turn on people's cell phones by remote, or they have to reprogram them by remote. That's based on what I've heard for nearly a decade of these calls coming into my fax line. It's average nobodies that are not involved in, with any drug trafficking or any crime of any kind. I mean, I've got stacks of evidence about it.
Do me a favor, Mike. Will you shoot an email to me? I'd like to send me some links to these different things that you're talking about.
I contact the ACLU. I contacted several journalistic outlets, and, you know, they'll talk to you for a few minutes, and they'll say, well, we can't help you with this story, or we're just going to put this down as conspiracy theory. In one case, a large newspaper circulation department, a woman that worked there, I think it was the head of the circulation department.
We're going to go to break. I want to thank you for calling. Shoot me an email. My contact button is on my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. We're going to go to Steve in California when we come back for the final segment. Thanks, Mike, for calling. I appreciate it.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a contact button on my website. There's tons of information on my website. I will link to Sheriff Mack's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. So listen, go there, start reading, go to his website. Listen, everybody, that's what you need to do. Steve in California, how you doing? We've only got a couple minutes before this fat lady sings on the show for one more day, so if you could make your point quickly, I would appreciate it. Are you there,
Steve? I didn't know you were a fat lady.
I just say that all the time. You know, so I ain't over till the fat lady sings. You know how that stuff goes.
I didn't know you were going to sing.
Well, anyway, I was singing earlier. You missed it. I was trying to do a little bit of that This Ain't Dallas, You Ain't Sue Ellen song, but I can't remember all the words.
I'm just kidding with you. But, no, well, I wanted to ask, these guys that are calling in going all crazy about the census worker coming out, and they're calling the police, and then this guy gave the police the wrong license plate and sent them on some sort of goose chase. And now they're saying, well, we should send letters, affidavits to the sheriff and letters to the newspapers. Don't you think these guys are a little bit nutty?
Actually, I don't know. Why does the Census Bureau need to use a GPS device to map where it is everybody lives? Why is that? That's not what they're supposed to be doing. They're just supposed to do a count once every 10 years. That's all.
Well, everybody has GPS.
That's all they're supposed to do.
GPS devices are very common. Everybody has them nowadays, Maggie, and what they're used for is
But they may be very common, and everybody may have them, but that's not the point. As mentioned in the Constitution, they're just supposed to be a count, enumerate a count once every 10 years. That's all they're supposed to be doing, nothing else.
Census workers have GPS devices because they're in a neighborhood that they're unfamiliar with, and they use them to get directions to find locations.
That's not what they're using the GPS devices for, though. I have one in my car as well. I don't use it to track where people live. That's not what the point is of what that gentleman was saying, Steve. It's not that everybody has one to get from point A to point B. What the government is doing is they are using a mapping where everybody is, the location of where everybody is. All they're supposed to do is count. 1, 2, 3, that's all. How many people live here? At 100 Main Street, USA, that's all. And that's what this fellow was referring to is a little bit different. It would be nice if it was just something so simple and benign. But at this point, Steve, I'd have to say everything that we know, there's nothing that simple and benign that our government is up to when it comes to the people who live in this country.
What do you think that they were doing with the GPS device of trying to? What do you think was their intention of having a GPS device?
Well, I think the whole idea is to be able to track where everybody is exactly, and all they're supposed to be doing is counting. See, I'm all about following the Constitution, Steve, and nothing beyond the Constitution, because the Constitution is the law of the land. And so my goal is to make sure that people understand what says in the Constitution. That's what our elected officials should be doing and nothing more. They work for us. That's all they should be doing, nothing more. But listen, Steve, I appreciate your call, and you're entitled to your opinion. Everybody is. But I've only got another minute or so before the show ends. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. And so chin up, everybody. We have people like Sheriff Mack in the world who are fighting for you and I, and he gets it because the Constitution is the law of the land. And what our government officials are supposed to do is follow the law of the land, aren't they? Not anything else. It's as simple as that. They're supposed to follow the law of the land. They're not doing it. But we're going to get them in line. One way or another, by hook or crook, it's going to happen. Listen, everybody, wonderful weekend. Don't lose heart. Sun will come up tomorrow. We got a great show coming up after me, and I will be back on Monday. So, hey, get up, everybody.
Gold, ever climbing.